You need to do a warning on your shit intros.
Whoa.
I said it.
Do you know what I might do is just like pre-record it. Just like, hey guys, welcome to the Farmers League
Podcast. Yeah, you could do a little jingle with it as well. And then you could just put that on the start.
I ain't putting that much effort into this.
Yeah, come on, bro. Yeah, but it would negate all this bollocks.
Maybe it would, yeah, probably.
Maybe it would, yeah, probably.
Why don't you do a jingle while I do this next?
Well, I ain't got that in the locker.
Spits and bats.
I'm not creative enough to be firing that bad boy out. So,
hey guys,
there will be some swearing. And if you're okay with that, let's get the fuck on with this bad boy.
Boosh. So we're back.
Yeah,
we're back.
Well, you know what I found funny was the fact that we announced to the world, the fans, the galaxy, that we're fucking back, baby. And then
ten
days later,
fucking piss taking it.
Why were we? Why didn't we do one? Because when did we announce it? It was Wednesday or Thursday, weren't it? Before the bank holiday weekend.
Yep.
Oh, I was hanging.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was it on Sunday, and then Monday. No, we were drinking Sunday, and then I was hanging all day Monday.
You said you went in at 4:30 or something.
I didn't get home until 4:30, yeah.
Yeah, made me feel sick.
It's not good, mate, yeah. But I was okay, though, because I had 2 bottles of water on the way home, and I walked home as well, and I had a kebab on the way back.
Ooh.
But I didn't make it upstairs, though.
What's your kebab choice?
It's usually chicken, you know, the chicken. It's not really chicken, is it? It's fucking, yeah. I don't know what animal it is. It might not even be an animal, but... It's their version of chicken anyway. But this is where it becomes like really like fucking you need to check my hard drive / I'm a serial killer. I don't have any salad whatsoever. I just have the pita with chicken in it, and then I just fucking launch loads of ketchup in there.
You go for ketchup on everything.
You know what the best part about it is when I've got enough in the kebab just to eat the kebab, the chicken, and the ketchup together. Because you can't eat that all in one go, innit? You've got to eat the chicken out first.
Oh, mate.
I don't think they'll have them in Prague, will they? Do you know what I mean? But fucking, like, if they do, you watch. It's a massacre.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually my choice. The ketchup. So.
Not even garlic mayo or anything like that, though. Or the garlic sauce, whatever they do.
The problem is, if I go for garlic mayo now, or garlic sauce, or whatever their fucking option is, that fat shit Isaac's going to turn around and go, "You're only doing this to copy me." So I can't even do it now, can I? I've got to stick with the ketchup, so fuck
you
it.
You can't explore.
No, exactly. I'm just fucking...
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah. Great crack, isn't it? So yeah, fucking about 10 to 12 days after announcing we're back again.
Back once again with the Renegade Master.
Hey, we've got more backs than Back to the Future. You know, it's fucking insane.
Baby got back.
Which we still need to go to the West End and see Back to the Future on stage.
I'm surprised it's still running.
I'm surprised. Are you fucking mad? Oh, while you're Googling that, I listened back to our episode before the We're Back episode, just to catch up on things that we were talking about.
Mate, you're so much more prepared than I am.
Yeah, I know. But I'm on my own at work, innit? So I can just listen to podcasts and shit. All around me are food. Anyway, do you remember you were saying you went on a bit of a rant?
Oh.
Right. I listened back to our beer episode, which the audio quality is dreadful. But
that's because we were sat on the sofa, Nick.
Yeah, I know.
Kept appearing. Disappearing.
You needed to be in the kitchen. I need to be upstairs. Do you know what I mean? And just record it like we do now to keep the level sound. But you were saying on there that you hated that films were like 2.5 hours long, and it's a standard nowadays.
Oh yeah, and 2.5 hour films. Oh.
Guess what I ran into the other day?
What?
Zack Snyder's director's cut of Justice League.
Oh, how long is that?
Take a guess.
Well, it's longer than 3, surely.
Yep.
4.
Longer
than 4 hours.
I had to watch it over 2 nights.
Don't. What's the point?
And Charlotte fell asleep both nights.
Wait, how long is it?
It's like 4 hours 10 or something mad like
fuck
that.
Off. What's the point?
And then, you know what killed me, right? We were chatting away to somebody about it, and Charlotte was like, "Oh, we watched Zack Snyder's Justice League the other night, and then Charlotte was like, I just don't think it needed all of like the filler and all the nonsense. And I turned to Charlotte and went, you fell asleep both nights. In what world are you having an opinion on this? And I was like, you didn't fucking watch it.
So wait, this is a recut of...
It's not a recut, it's the cut that he wanted to release. Because
I've seen it originally. World. I've seen the original one.
So I said to Charlotte, I need a break from this so I can go back and then I can actually watch it like with like a gap between it. It'd be interesting to see like what it's like the director's cut versus the one they actually released.
See, the problem is as well, I don't actually really like the DC universe.
No, like, I like three whole... characters.
I don't like Superman. I've never liked Superman.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
I don't like Superman.
All they need is Batman, Superman.
He's like Captain America, and I don't like Captain America either. Too perfect.
I don't like Superman. Why? It's too super.
No, it's just too perfect. Like, with
yeah,
Batman,
because he's super, you dumbass.
No, but he's just like, with Batman, right? It's all dark, it's gringy. Like, there's loads of shit.
Batman,
there's a decent
Batman's
backstory.
Batman's a real blue-collar guy, isn't he?
Superman comes
out
down from fucking the space. Oh, man, I can do everything. All right, cheers.
Oh,
great.
Shut up.
Yeah. This is hard.
So how do you feel the same about Thor then?
Yeah, not a huge Thor fan.
There you go. What a shock. Yeah, but Batman,
like
Superman.
Love a bit of Hulk. Spider-Man's my man.
Wonder Woman's the one, mate.
X-Men. Ooh, X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men's these.
That's probably X-Men, the best.
That's Marvel as well, though, isn't it? I mean.
But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm just not feeling it. The Thing, that was good.
That's Fantastic Four, isn't it?
Is it Fantastic Four?
Yep.
No, not him.
What do you mean, no, not him?
Is it The Thing?
You're thinking of Swamp Thing.
Is that what I'm thinking of, Swamp Thing?
Maybe. If you're thinking of the chubby that's...
Yeah.
The Thing is one of
the
Fantastic
Rock
Four.
Yeah. Yeah, they were all right. I liked all those.
Yeah. Do you know why I like them?
Why?
The 2004 film, it was Jessica Alba as fucking whatever her name, Elastigirl, Marvel
With Silver
version.
Surfer and stuff like that. Chris Evans is in that one as well, isn't he? He's flaming
Yeah.
Guy.
Me and Chris Evans got a little bit of beef, I won't lie.
Chris Evans, why did he?
He doesn't,
sure
he doesn't know we got
with,
beef.
What's
no, you've started your journey into the Marvel universe as Human Torch. So you're Human Torch. You don't get to be two characters. It's not the way this fucking works.
They've done that with a few people though, aren't they?
Ryan Reynolds. He's Green Lantern. He's not Deadpool. I've had enough. Sick of it.
Yeah, but that's two different universes, right? Green Lantern's DC and Deadpool's Marvel.
Yeah.
So he
jumped
shit.
Yeah, that's
fair. Jumped universe.
Ooh, Judas, Sol Campbell. Josh Brolin's the other one. He did Thanos and...
Football.
Yeah, he did... Why would we talk about football? He did Thanos and Cable.
Yeah, okay.
So,
there's
a few, mate. But anyway, do you want to talk about soccer? Or do you want to talk about movies? This is the IGN podcast. Here we go.
Do you know what? I'm quite enjoying talking about movies. Just...
Oh, it's nonsense, mate. Do you know what I mean? But genuinely, don't fucking waste 4 hours of your life to it. It's off the ad.
Yeah, it's just not needed, is it? I mean, fucking four hours.
No.
It's like that Oppenheimer.
It was
movie.
Good, though. Oh,
I wanted to see
yet.
That at the cinema. Yeah.
Did you bring a pillow?
Well, I was going to go watch it at the cinema, but I went to that posh one in Chatham where it's like, oh, yeah, you can sit down and eat food. All right.
You say it's a posh one. It's just as expensive as the normal Cineworld.
I don't know. I've been to the cinema. I'm fucking about it.
Yeah, it's like 17 quid to go to the cinema nowadays.
So
steep, man.
Fucking yeah. Man. Anyway, so we went there. We went to get food. Got there 15 minutes early or 20 minutes early. Mm. They spent ages not serving us. Kicked up my first. Eventually, they came over and served us. And we were like, all right, we want this food. And they were like, oh, yeah, the kitchen's
closed.
And I was just like, what? They were like, yeah, the food.
Oh,
I was like, from chance for 50 minutes. What the fuck do you expect me to do? They were like, oh, go Tesco, get a meal deal. I was like, go. Fuck.
Hey.
So I got a refund.
The reason
we
I come here
pizza.
Is for the fucking...
Exactly.
The reason I come here is for the experience, you poor bags. I'm not going to Tesco.
Exactly.
I'm all you cunts.
So,
and
you know,
more
just
the point.
To get pizza and stuff.
More to the point. Tesco's nowhere near that cinema.
I know, mate.
What are they talking about?
Get a stride on.
It's fucking wrong end of town. What the fuck? So, yeah, there we go. Banter. But yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking back to future tickets.
Still.
What do you mean still?
I've been fucking.
You start talking about DC right, and stuff.
I'm gonna fucking. Oh right, so you can't multitask then?
No,
mate. You're tickets fucking started at 25
quid, but they got to 115.
Yeah, I was about to start doing it. Look, it does what?
So they start at 25 quid, but they go up to 100 and.
Yeah, we don't need that. We 15, just need to be
152.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Oh, mate, there's so many. It's until gone August.
It'll be on as long as I tell it to fucking be on, mate. Because I want to go.
It's until December.
I was going to say. We need to chin off Swansea actually, and just go and do the fucking West End. I don't think the boys would be keen for that.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be too happy. One guy hasn't even seen Back to the Future.
And the other one watched the first one and thought, I'll get round to the other ones.
Yeah,
totally. You know what'll happen, right? We'll go there and fucking we'll watch it. And Rob will be like, fuck me, this is pretty good. They want to make a film out of this. You know it'd be good, wouldn't it, if they made a film out of it. Should we get on with a bit of soccer chat then, 11 minutes in?
Nah.
Suppose if you want to.
Should we just do a turbo fun session? Because
turbo fun.
Yeah, turbo fun. It doesn't even have to be a fucking full hour. I've got a little... Because we always aim for the hour, don't we?
We're 10 minutes in and we haven't even fucking spoken about soccer ball yet, so...
I know. The Brazil-Belgium games, they were over like a week or so ago now. And there's no point talking about that. But what I will say is, I don't want to like bandwagon and suck off Kobbie Mainoo, but I'd say he looked really comfortable in there with Rice, didn't he?
Do you know what? I think, obviously... We give Southgate a load of shit about selections and stuff like that.
Mm.
But there's five players that select themselves straight away.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't even have to, probably six players. I mean, he's halfway through the fucking team just off players. He doesn't even have to put any thought into.
And if they don't start every game, people are going to be just like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Like, the only one I'd argue with is Mainoo, just because he's so young. I know he's doing it. I know he looks good at United because United are so shit at the minute. And he was nice and comfortable against Declan Rice and he's made a good start. But the only argument I would concede is that if they were to swap him out for someone like Trent, then fair enough. But Trent's not even fucking playing in that position for Liverpool.
No.
So why you just wouldn't, would you? So it's just one of them in there. I think we got an embarrassment of riches from everything. Like CDM forward.
Yeah.
But then the problem we've got is behind CDM is an absolute fucking car crash as far as I'm concerned. It's a fucking mess, mate. It really is.
When we started doing the pod, I remember we went through a list of all the right backs that could play for England and stuff like that. And we were going, we've just got all this quality at right back. Yeah. And now we just seem to have Kyle Walker.
I was about to say, I don't think it's even that, mate. I think... We have all this quality at right back, but they're all injured.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
I can't think of a single right back who's fit at the minute.
Yeah, Kyle Walker's injured now, isn't he?
He's injured again now, yeah.
Wan-Bissaka, is he going to be like the fucking... Is he going to get his call up?
I wouldn't put Wan-Bissaka in the England setup.
Play fucking Harry Maguire, but Southgate seems to do it every time. No. So
Wan-Bissaka annoys me. He fucking is really, really good at tackling, and then he's got nothing else to his game.
But,
can't pass the ball, can't get past the man, can't fucking... Right, he's fucking so annoying, mate. Because mate, he could be a fucking world beater.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's just so dumb that he's not interested in educating himself and learning his game. He just fucking slide tackles everybody, which he gave away a penalty against Liverpool at the weekend, but let's not get into it.
Mate, that was actually that was a really decent game, to be fair.
I thought you were about to say it was a really good tackle, and I was about to say, even I'm a Man United fan, I'm telling you it wasn't.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, you've got...
I don't know how Liverpool didn't beat us.
I thought Fernandes was basically going to make every wrong decision. In that first half, he basically didn't make the right decision once.
Yeah, par for the course for Bruno Fernandes.
And then he scored that goal, and I was like... But I literally messaged you to say, fucking Fernandes needs to get off here, doesn't he? And he scored that, and I mean, it was a fuck-up from Liverpool, but yeah, it was just... I think there was a mad stat in, like, the last week or something. Man U have had or conceded 80 shots on their goal, if you know what I mean.
83.
And they've drawn one, lost one, and won. I was just like, what? How?
Well, this is off the stats.
Masterclass.
Ten Hag ball. Yeah, this is OptiStats just trying to make a stat out of everything nowadays. It's the most annoying thing in the world. It drives me fucking nuts.
Especially his Jordan, especially his United and his shit, so he ain't got very good stats.
Yeah, but like you mentioned that stat to somebody, right? What can you possibly say on the back of that? It's not even a conversation starter. You're just like, great. Okay. Yeah. We concede shots. Next. And in other news, water's wet. Do you know what I mean? Like, the Pope fucks kids. Do you want to continue? It's fucking madness, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, let's do a little quizzy.
Oh,
well,
quizzy,
not a quizzy. Not a quizzy. It's a little, So
is it out of date? It's been so long since we've done one of these.
Yeah,
it's
probably.
Out of date. You wrote the questions 3 months ago.
Basically, right. The thing I put together is England caps based. So this might now be completely out, considering we played two games since. Right.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right. So
I'm
what?
Terrible
I,
at this shit as well.
No. You'll be good, mate. So. What I've done is, right, I thought to myself, we'll go through the positions, right? We'll go traditional 4-4-2, right? And I'll give you the position, and then I'll give you two players in that position.
Okay, sweet.
You have to tell me who you think has the most caps out of the two players. Now, what I'll say is a lot of these are very close. So say, for example, like, I don't know, 30 and 31. Like, there's not a lot in them. So the fact that we've got two games that might have added to this, I don't know. All right. But anyway, so what I've tried to do is I've tried to get, say, like, a team from yesteryear and then a roughly current year.
Okay.
Because there's certain positions that, like, it's difficult to get... like comparisons on,
yeah,
because there are people that are like someone like Raheem Sterling. There's no point putting him in because there's no one from yesteryear that comes up in that position that will be close to it.
Yeah,
so
okay, yeah.
You'll have to bear with me with like positions and stuff because there's a few of them that are just loose. But anyway, like
it's
your
like,
mama,
it's Gary Neville versus Harry Maguire.
Yeah, Gary Neville versus Harry Kane. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. So we got goalkeeper. Ready?
Yeah.
So we got David James
versus
Jordan Pickford.
Oh, and, that's interesting.
And there are six caps between them. Who do you think's got more?
I reckon Pickford.
Right. You locking that in?
Yeah, I'm gonna lock that in.
David James. That's 53. Jordan Pickford. That's 59.
Hey.
Go ahead. Samuel's got one on the board. Click, click, pow.
Boosh.
Right, then we got right back.
He's actually got
Nev.
61 now, sorry. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. This is what I'm fucking saying. So, Gary Neville.
Yeah.
Versus Kyle Walker.
Gary Neville,
nah.
Surely.
There's three caps in it.
There's three, is that it?
And if Carl Walker played the last two games, there's either five or one in it. Like,
when he played one of them, then he got injured, so... yeah, it's either two or four. is it two or four? Which one is it?
No, I don't know.
fuck. Do you know what? I thought Gary Neville would have wiped the floor with him, but... Now it's that close. I'm thinking Kyle Walker.
You locking it in?
Yeah, let's lock it in.
Gary Neville, 85. Kyle Walker, 82.
Slash
question mark. Right?
83. Fuck.
So that's 1-1. Right, centre back. Big Sol Campbell.
Okay, yeah.
Harry Maguire. And there's 10 caps in this.
Ooh. What are they?
Centre backs.
Football players, eh? No, what's the caps?
Well, I can't tell you that.
All right. Sol Campbell.
You locking it in?
Yeah, it's locking it in there.
Sol Campbell, 73. Boosh. Maguire, 63.
Ooh.
That's close though, isn't it? It's 2-1 Samuel.
Fuck it. Maguire's got so many caps he shouldn't have.
Yeah, don't know how. He's absolutely jank. Fucking dreadful. Right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The other centre back, Tony Adams.
Okay.
John Stones. There's four caps in this.
I thought you were going to go with someone like Terry or something like that. But I thought actually that would have probably been too obvious, wouldn't it?
Terry and Rio were so bait. They were like 90 odd or something stupid like that. And there's no one in today's game that's anywhere fucking near that.
I reckon.
So Adams and Stones, four caps in it.
Do you know what, I always imagine in my head, Tony Adams is like looking like fucking 40, even though
he looked 40 when he was 15.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like,
he's not a good looking bloke though.
No, I mean,
no, he's absolutely hanging.
And obviously, he had his off the field issues, which probably meant that he wasn't playing.
Which probably meant that he was even more of a rock, and he was sound at centre back.
I reckon Stones.
You locking it in?
Yeah, let's lock that one in.
Tony Adams, 66. John Stones, 70.
Why? 70-ish.
3-1.
72.
Right.
All right.
Left back. A fan favourite of the Farmers League podcast here, Ashley Young.
You put him in left back?
This is what I'm saying. You've got to give it a bit. There were no left backs in England. I could fucking. Because if I put Ashley Cole in. You're right.
What, if I put Ashley Cole in. That really surprised me with that one.
If I put him in there, right, it would be. Right, his opponent's Luke Shaw, right? Imagine if I fire in Ashley Cole versus Luke Shaw. Ashley Cole, 106 fucking caps, whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a murder. Ashley Young. But yeah, Young versus Shaw. And there's eight caps in it.
It's eight.
And as well, right, Ashley Young played left back for United for a very long time. And he played there for Everton. And he played there for Villa. So fuck you.
I'm Roma. Is it Roma you went to? Is it Roma? Where did he go to? Then he won the league Young. Or did he go Inter?
Yeah, it was Inter.
And Ashley Cole was at Roma, wasn't he? Because he was like in the picture.
We basically sent all of our players to Inter at one point. We were like, Damian, see you later. Yeah. Ashley Young, see you later. Lukaku, you can go in all.
So wait, I reckon Ashley Young
and Luke Shaw.
I reckon Ashley Young because he...
Yeah, final answer.
Yeah, he would have been playing back when he played at Villa.
Ashley Young, 39. Ooh, those eyes widened a little bit. Luke Shaw, 31.
Oh.
Samuel's 4-1 up. He's absolutely creaming it.
Boo.
Right.
I've got a little tick system I'm going on as well to keep my score.
Right mid. Theo Walcott versus Bukayo Saka.
Oh.
And... There's 15 caps in this.
There's 15 caps.
15.
Bukayo Saka had 15 caps by himself. Oh. It literally just been when he was at Arsenal. Or Arsenal.
But keep in mind, when Walcott was in that squad,
he was in.
They had killers in the team, though.
He went with the World Cup at 16, didn't he? Because there was that thing he had his camera with him and stuff like that.
But yeah, he didn't play in that World Cup, did he?
Yeah, I know, but he was actually the big thing.
He was on the over. Yeah. Well, it was a big thing that they took him, but he didn't play, did he? But he was on the overlaps recently saying it was probably a bad thing that he went.
Do you reckon?
No, that's what he said. Yeah, he said the media were fucking like expected too much of him and stuff, and he think it was a detriment.
But do you know what they should do? They should always sneak on like a few young lads just as like the kit man or something like that and just like...
just bring them along for experience, but they don't have to play football. They're not part of the squad.
No.
So, go on then. Theo Walcott or Bukayo Saka, what do you reckon?
There's 15 in it.
15, yeah.
Saka. I reckon it's Walcott, but I'm going Saka. Just because...
So just on that quickly then. So how many caps do you reckon Saka's got? Like in your head, what do you think?
I reckon it's World Cup, but I go. Are we counting four cups as well, or is it
what?
So do they have to start, or can they just
no? They just come on, yeah.
Yeah. See, I reckon Saka's probably got like fucking actually. If I say it out loud, that sounds stupid as fuck.
When I actually think about it,
yeah, because when I say
no,
30,
but I was surprised by his number though.
But what I'm thinking is he probably came on a lot because but he's come on, if you know what I mean, not started.
Yeah. He's got like the last half hour or 40 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, because he's had.
But then that's why I put him up against Theo, because he was like that though. Like the team that Theo Walcott would have been in would have been Wayne Rooney, fucking Peter Crouch, fucking Darius Vassell.
You'd be fucking playing against Ashley
Young.
Big
players, mate. But if Theo Walcott's going out to the wing, he's looking at Joe Cole, David Beckham. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking.
And as well, he was injured, like for a long time. Like, but, I mean, obviously he had that really bad injury against Tottenham.
Did he break his leg?
Yeah, something like that. But he went off. Didn't he go off like?
He went off with a 2-0, didn't
he? Yeah, like a 2-0. Then they lost the game 3-2 or something, and he fucking. Yeah.
Because when he went off with a 2-0 like that, right? Someone was like, yeah, the amount of World Cups you've been to, right, and the amount of games you've played at World Cups.
Yeah. But this is what I mean. I just don't think he played. I remember he scored an absolute screamer against, like, fucking Sweden or something like that. Like
Macedonia.
Macedonia.
Shit, isn't he?
Yeah, no, I reckon Saka.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Theo Walcott, 47.
Fuck off.
Genuine.
Oh, fucked us.
Saka 32.
I said 30 to be fair for Saka.
Yeah, I was surprised with that. That's 4-2 to you. Right, centre mid.
We'll do very fucking well on this right hand side.
Centre mid, Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
Versus Jordan Henderson.
Oh, you prick. What's the difference?
15.
15? Basically, I need to figure out how long Southgate has been manager and then just go from there. I reckon Jordan Henderson, based on the fact is he's got Southgate's nudes in his fucking folder, but also Scholes was competing against Gerrard and Lampard, and it was always Gerrard and Lampard.
Final answer?
Yeah. Not that bad boy, yeah.
Paul Scholes, 66. Jordan Henderson, 81.
See, I fucking told you. Wait,
mate,
think about that, mate.
Jordan Henderson has played for England 81 times.
Mate, that's bad.
And then you're honestly going to ask why we haven't won anything.
There is a strong correlation
there, mate.
Do you know what, as well? I think the big issue that we have, and I do think it kind of it does work because obviously we've done quite well, is that you have to defend so well to get through all the stages of a tournament and things like that, because they are back to back and all that. But I think the problem is that when we need to be on the front foot attacking, we're just so poor. Someone said it was like England are the best at looking like they're 2-0 up when they're 1-0 down.
Yeah.
Like, it's just absolutely terrible, the football. There's no urgency there.
Well, the Brazil and Belgium games, I don't know how you viewed it, but I watched it and I thought to myself, we look good going forward. Like we're strong with the ball. We've got players that can carry it and everything. But then every time we had to defend against a good team, we looked fucked. And that's because, like, this team don't have any experience of actually being under pressure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, we never, like, not that we don't feel threatened, but it's one of them where it's just like, they don't know how to handle that pressure. Do you know what I mean? Like, the fucking, almost like Man City. You get a team that actually attacks City, they have no idea what the fuck to do with it. I mean, they're just like, oh my God.
I think they're losing now, aren't they? City are losing.
But Real Madrid
and Bayern Munich are beating City and Arsenal, which is not good for Villa, because we need the fifth fucking spot, so we need them to fucking win.
Oh, you'll get fourth, I reckon.
I don't reckon we will now. Anyway, back off. We're not talking
the
about
the other centre mid. Ready?
Yeah.
Michael Carrick.
Your best mate.
Calvin Phillips.
Surely Carrick's fucking wiped the floor with fucking Calvin Phillips here.
Guess how many.
Oh, you're going to tell me something like there. Fucking two or something. There's no way three caps between those two.
Three caps between them, mate.
But even coming on as a substitute, like I'm not expecting Carrick to.
This is screwing with your head, isn't it?
I'm not expecting Carrick to be starting, but because we're counting on.
I would have. Carrick.
No, I don't think you would
have. Keep in mind, when Carrick was playing regular football for Man United, Scholes was practically retired. Which means Gerrard Lampard wouldn't have been far off. Well, Lampard would have been at City at that point, wouldn't he? So he wouldn't be in the England setup anymore.
Would he?
I think so.
That Lampard might be me just not talking shit. City much later than, I don't know.
Well, he ended anyway, his career there, didn't
Carrick.
He? But anyway.
Yeah, mate, he's got like fucking six caps or something stupid. So.
I thought he said cats then. I was like, how would you know about
his... cats, actually.
How would you know about his domestic lifestyle? What are you going for then?
Oh, mate. I'm going to go... He's only had one decent season, so he couldn't have played that many fucking games. But
who?
Phillips. Yeah.
Fucking, are you mad? Phillips, Henderson and Rice with the trio for Southgate for fucking years, mate.
No. Calvin Phillips. Two seasons. They've been in the Premier League.
For how long did we fucking bitch and moan?
But we bitch and moan about fucking all that shit constantly.
Calvin Phillips at goddamn England level.
But what I'm thinking is, it's a tournament. So obviously Euros, he was playing every game in the Euros.
Yeah, so let's say if you go from, you go the groups all the way to the final, what's that, seven or eight games?
Yeah, so that's eight. Easy, and then he has to play a few before.
The qualifiers as well, so you're talking, and the friendlies,
I mean,
the
we get
nation 20, leagues.
Easy.
And that's, but just they're both past that by quite a like,
yeah, so but I just in my head.
Carrick Phillips.
Carrick.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Carrick 34. Calvin Phillips 31.
Oh, man, I'm fucking killing this.
6-2, with 3 to go. I was hoping you'd get that one wrong, so then there
was
then
a chance
that
you had pressure. Yeah.
That you, yeah.
Sorry, I'm too good, mate.
Oh no, you're just class. Left mid, Joe Cole.
Yeah.
Versus the modern day Theo Walcott. That is Marcus Rashford.
Oh, Rashford all day.
There's 4 caps in it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think Joe Cole had that many caps.
Joe Cole was a boy at Chelsea for years, mate.
Yeah, and it. Wish damn.
Remember that goal he scored? Remember that goal he scored against Sweden? Was it Sweden? He's cunted it from about 40 yards away on the fucking byline, oh, and it ends like the top bracket.
It's like listening to it all over again.
Yeah, Martin Tyner and Joe Cole. He's absolutely cunted it on the byline.
It's like I'm there. Oh,
it's only been the top bracket.
What a beautiful bastard.
He's absolutely spanked it. What a joke.
I thought, do you know what? As soon as you said it was against Rashford, I in my head, it was Rashford.
Is that what you're locking in?
Yeah.
Joe Cole, 56. Marcus Rashford, 60.
Ooh. I'm actually surprised it's so low for Rashford.
7-2.
I'm surprised it's so low for Rashford.
I don't know how he gets games.
Yeah, but if you think about it, when did he burst onto the scene?
About 10 years. Man, ago.
Do you know what I mean?
So
10 years.
Yeah.
And he's had how many? That's fucking 3 or 4
it's
tournaments.
Not a lot, mate. He's really got to fucking turn things around in the next like two seasons, really. Otherwise, like, because what age is he now? He can only be like 27. Like, I mean, like. If he doesn't sort himself out in the next 2 to 3 years, I don't think he ends his career at United. So he's going to be looking for a big move, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. But
I don't think he gets it in the
Prem. He's 26. Fucking hell.
When's he turn 27?
On the 31st.
Of?
October.
And you were expecting me to get October from that, were you?
Do you know what? Do you know what's weird? Jack Grealish is 2 years older than Marcus Rashford.
How is that weird?
Just because
your metric for normality and weird is fucking all over the place. What are you talking about?
But like Rashford's been around for so long.
Do you know what's weird? Do you know what's weird? Ian Wright's 58.
Is he actually?
Well, he's something like that, but fucking.
Oh, mate, if you know that,
it's about as irrelevant as what you've just fucking said.
Who did you
said.
Just say? Ian Wright.
Ian Wright. Ian Wright, Wright, Wright.
He is. Oh, mate, you're 2 years off that shit. That's not even weird.
What age is it?
60.
Six. That's actually quite fucking strong, to be fair. Strikers. Your first centre forward. Centre forward. Striker. Ricky Lambert.
Ricky Lambert?
Ricky Lambert.
Southampton versus Liverpool's finest.
Versus Ollie Watkins.
Ooh.
And at the time of my typing, there was one cap in it.
Oh, yeah, because this is probably wrong,
There was one cap in it.
So was this before or after the Belgium
game? This was before both games.
All right, so Ollie Watkins has got one cap. So this is kind of made of mockery because there's no answer.
Who are you locking in, mate?
If it comes on as a substitute, I'm going to go Ollie Watkins because he's got technically two.
Ollie Watkins, you locking it in?
Yeah.
Ricky Lambert, 11.
Oh, fuck, no. He hasn't got that many.
Watkins, 10.
Oh, is that with your two?
It was 10 before the two games just gone. And he only played one of them.
No, he played both.
He didn't, because Ivan Toney played, didn't he?
Yeah, but Ivan Toney came off because Watkins
it was at the
on.
Time of typing. You got it wrong. Stop fucking around.
7-3. That counts.
7-3. You lost. Sorry, 7-3.
Okay.
Right, and then the next one. You ready? Alan Shearer.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Versus
Harry
Mr.
Maguire.
I'm allergic to trophies, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. Did I just say Harry Maguire? Sorry, I'm checking on the scores as well while we're doing this.
The question you have to ask yourself is what striker in Shearer's era would rival Shearer's position up front? Because for years, Kane
has had
no competition. And Andy Cole has famously come out and said he thinks that England mistreated him and didn't give him a proper chance.
Who's that?
Andy Cole.
Oh,
sorry,
did it, yeah.
Andrew Cole. He doesn't like being called Andy Cole.
Is he not?
No. He got an interview and said, I want to be called Andrew Cole. I never liked being called Andy. I don't know why you call me Andy.
A lot of people are like that, though, to be fair. A lot of people are like that.
You, Samuel, Sam.
Well, one's actually not my name. You're adding stuff on to my name, which is always weird.
Samuel Letters.
Samuel. Someone called me that. I did a fucking pottery thing, right? And the bloke was like really softly. I did a pottery thing.
You did a pottery thing?
Like a little pottery.
Fucking cycle back.
Mate, fucking loved it. Do you know what I mean?
Were you and Emma recreating that film? Well, I haven't seen it.
Ghost. Mate, no, great film. Aaron 42 running time is actually a really good running
Bosh,
time, I think.
There you go. Zack Snyder, take note, you cunt.
Yeah, but the bloke was like really softly spoken. And then he was like, yeah, so Letters. What's your address then, mate? So I can send you.
Does he even know who you are?
Well, no, I met him about 2 hours before.
And he's still firing out of letters,
aren't
you?
He's still loving the letters.
So you're not too much to him and say, who the fuck do you think you're talking to, you little rat?
Just get really kick
right off. But like, who the fuck are you calling me letters?
No, but yeah, I got well into that, mate, to be fair. Sorry, wait, what was it? Harry Kane. It's got to be Harry Kane.
Sure? Locking it in?
He's got to be up there. I mean, surely it's closer between Kane and Rooney.
In what world? Rooney's like the second most capped player.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying it. Surely, like, that's got to be
close. Buzz is on, like, fucking 110 or something stupid.
I don't know. I'll look it up in a second.
They're nowhere near each other. Kane. which
so annoys
me,
by that
which annoys me even more that Kane's got the fucking goal score record. Because it's all penalties and it's all against Macedonia. But anyway, Rooney actually scored goals against actual teams. Anyway, Harry Kane, 89.
Yeah.
Alan Shearer. 63.
Ooh, mate, that is...
Mate, you've killed it. 8-3.
9-2. Ollie Watkins has definitely got two more caps, is there?
I told you, when we fucking did this, it was at the time of when I took it down.
So, wait, he's got...
And you knew that. You knew that going in. So it's your fucking fault, not mine. There you go. I just sent you the list. Have a little look at them. You can peruse over them.
James versus Pickford. Oh. So Rooney is the most capped outfield player with 120.
Yeah. Peter Shilton's got like 126 or something.
Yeah, 125.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if we're gonna be, we're gonna be actually correct.
Well, is it actually, or did he play, this weekend, and we didn't actually record it?
Actually,
can you imagine if Peter Shilton come back just to play a few Nations League games, just to pump his numbers up a little bit,
just to make sure that we can touch.
Wait, is he even still alive,
Shilton?
Yeah,
he's still alive.
Might be talking ill of the dead here. Wait there, Peter Shilton. Oh, he's still alive. He's only 74.
He should do bits.
Get him in. Fuck me, that is not a nice barnet.
Mate, you look at the one in the yellow.
Yes. Looks like a judge.
What is
that's
that?
Not a good look, is it? That's not a good look, bro. Yeah.
No. I mean, he's got really
fucking... He's done well there, though, mate.
Yeah,
8-3.
You know,
he smashed it.
Thank you. That
absolutely
was very enjoyable.
Smashed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I put that together while I was at work. I mean, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was good. You absolutely caned it.
Harry caned it.
I see what I did. I am an absolute legend, a legando. So, yeah.
He's actually, to be fair, caned it again, to be fair.
You just got caned. His goals to game record is fucking unrivaled. Like, if you look at his...
Goal alert. Goal alert.
I just thought I'd give that us a little... half.
That is so loud in my ear.
Was it? It's really quiet, mate.
I literally couldn't even hear myself talk. What the fuck?
That is so bad. I love it. Quick half-time.
Wait there, So you thought to yourself, I'm going to knock this together, but I can't be bothered to fucking record a jingle at the start of the intro. But you spent your time pissing around making that,
did
you?
I did it on my phone. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's fantastic. God.
Goal alert. This is your goal alert.
I think your face when I'm playing that, right?
I think you can get rid of that.
You fucking hate it.
You can excommunicate that from existence. Absolutely not required at all.
Mate,
it's horrendous. Body of the week, mate, is you for making that fucking bollocks. Here we go.
Wally of the week.
Smashed it. I think we've done it, we? Oh, 44 minutes. Bash.
Yo, 44 minutes.
You feeling all right? Fucking hell, what's wrong with you?
I was having a fucking stroke then.
Jesus fucking Christ. Right, we're on all day, aren't we?
First one back. All right, just get a lot of this shit out.
Yeah, get out of the system. Get out of the system. So we're on all day.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, baby. Let me get the old fixture list up. So we've got Newcastle, Tottenham. No one's interested in that. Bournemouth, Man United. Great. Fucking, we'll get trounced by fucking Bournemouth, by the way. And then we've got Liverpool, Palace, Arsenal, and Villa, 4:30.
Yeah, thankfully, I think we're eating around that time.
I think we've got food. And then the following week,
we're gonna get fucking whooped in that game.
Yeah, probably.
So awful.
Oh, mate, the following game week, there's games on Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yes, praise.
Wait, what?
Yeah, go to game week 34.
So Saturday the 20th?
For fuck's sake. Go to game week 34.
You're on Sky, so it doesn't have fucking game week 34.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah, but there's no early kickoff.
So what? What's that got to do with
I'm just saying.
Because Villa already play on early kickoffs.
They don't fucking play on Sundays at the moment. They're back on the Sunday shift. Remember when they didn't play a fucking game on a Saturday? They're back on the Sunday.
Yeah.
So I find it mental on a Sunday where they only put out fucking two games. Out fucking four that I play. Just the TV cameras and that. Just put it on.
Are you back to work Tuesday? You know, we fly back in Monday, innit?
I'm back Wednesday.
You're back Wednesday. Do you want to do a pod Tuesday?
Yeah, can do.
Because I'm off work as well.
Yeah.
I'll be absolutely hanging out my ass, but we could fucking do one at, like, say, 1 o'clock or whatever, Tuesday.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking sweet. Let's do that then.
We'll do that. Well,
because we'll have antics from the weekend, and we will watch some football. Might not be a great deal, but we will watch a bit, won't we? And then we'll be back on the Sunday tings in future, won't we?
Yep. No, it sounds like a plan. All right.
Cushy mushy.
Sweet. I'm just going to wrap this up quickly because I can't remember the outro. Sweet. Adios.
You say adios at the end.
Well, yeah, I fucking just said it, mate.
Subscribe, review.
Rate, share.
Sub by Corey.
Yeah, I don't know. And then it's...
All that bollocks.
Adios.
And it's adios. But you say it like, adios.
Adios. See, it's been so long, I don't know. And then you go,
that's what she said.
And then you mouth it, and I always think you said it, so I fucking panic.
And I'll just give you a little thumbs up at the end.
Yeah, the thumbs up. Sweet.
Yeah. Great for audio content.